First of all, about the symposium, which is focusing on evangelization today and the collaboration of churches between Africa and Europe. I know you're preparing a joint statement. Can you give us a little news about what the joint statement will be focusing on?
Actually, they're just working on the draft, so I actually haven't seen it. But I think one of the things that will be included there is precisely this collaboration to try and emphasize that even in our future meetings or whatever we do, we should think about working together. There was a time when we expected everything to be coming from Europe, but now we are saying Africa has become an adult. The missionaries have nurtured Africa all along. We've reached a stage where we can develop a very strong partnership. And in front of the world, the rest of the world, we can actually become a very strong voice of the two continents when we face some of the problems that are experienced either in Europe or in Africa or in a third continent. So that's the message which I think will also come through, that there's a strong partnership, one, with regard to advocacy in general on problem areas, two, but also evangelization, especially the Holy Father speaks about a new evangelization, so we are expected to take that up as a theme and for the lapsed Catholics in Europe and in Africa to begin to rekindle in them the frame of their own old faith, as it were, to reawaken that faith. And so there's going to be a joint commitment to this new evangelization. Thirdly, I hope we are also saying that Africa should be in a position, when called upon by Europe, to come to Europe's assistance, in the sense that Europe no longer has as many vocations as it used to have. And yet, if you are going to achieve anything of this new evangelization, you need new missionaries. Those missionaries are going to come from Africa or from other parts of the world. So that open invitation that if we are going to work together on this new evangelization, we need resources, and we recognize that Africa can make a contribution. So these are some of the points which I think will appear in the statement.
You're speaking about missionaries who from Africa who will give new life to the church in Europe as well. And many African priests do come to Europe. They come for formation. A lot of them stay on. They stay in the parishes. And a lot of them, I think, do go through problems like not being integrated. Maybe they suffer even racist attitudes in Europe. Is this one of your concerns? And if it is, how do you tackle it?
It was raised. One of the questions that was raised was that there should be preparation in Africa before people come to work in Europe. They should be thoroughly prepared and be brought up to speed with the kind of challenges they are likely to experience here. And I think with a lot of preparation, some of those problems can be mitigated. What has happened up till now, people have stayed on without any necessary pastoral preparation. They just assumed that it's business as usual. Whereas we're talking here with deep-seated prejudices, which we all have. Those need to be tackled up front. And so we take too many things for granted in the pastoral area. Whereas if you've prepared people for that, then they can raise these issues with the people, with the receiving community. And when you see them be able to discuss, rather than being depressed by the attitudes of people, whereas we can actually dialogue about these things and raise the problem to a new level where you can confront it and dialogue with your partners and see what kind of solution you can arrive at instead of closing up and becoming unhappy.
You sound very positive. In fact, there is a lot of energy coming out of Africa. It's very tangible.
I'm upbeat. I think one of the dangers, of course, with Africans staying here, I say, if they send to Europe Africans who have half the zeal of the pioneering missionaries who went to Africa, that would be enough. If they were just half the caliber of the men who went to Africa, who settled in a totally foreign culture, no language, no material assistance, they've got to go back to Europe to ask for material assistance. The odds were so great against those missionaries. When we think about it, that's why I'm saying if our African missionaries are half the men who went to Africa, we would conquer Europe.
Was that the subject of your presentation? I noticed your presentation was called The Contributions of the Churches in Europe to the Churches of Africa.
Yes, I was trying to, a number of things I tried to raise. One was that now we should see Africa as a partner, as a, we're not totally mature yet, adult yet, but we're on our way. We should see Africa as struggling with its meager resources to become self-sufficient. We should recognize that Africa is maturing in the sense that we now begin to have our own missionaries in Africa, own priests, own religious. We should recognize that. That's the result of the work of the missionaries who came to Africa, and that they'll probably be pleased with the results of their own work. I'm saying Africa is the mirror of Europe. Europe, and looking at Africa, can assess whether they've been successful or not. And I think, by and large, they have done very well. I'm saying that I talked already about diversity, that Europe should recognize. I mean, I don't think we probably pay lip service to the question of diversity. In a sense, the norms, the directives that come from Europe to Africa, to the rest of the church in the world, we actually provoke those norms, those instructions. When we introduce, let me give a simple example. If you use bread, you don't use wheat, Rome's going to react. You've got to use wheat. If you use wine made out of millet and not grapes, Rome is going to react. So, in other words, we're provoking Rome to clear the rules of the game, what we can do and what we can't do. But at the same time, we used to say to Rome that we should also recognize the cultural diversity of different nations and be more accommodating, you know, and be more in dialogue with Rome on these issues, so that we are not advocating uniformity all the time, but that we also recognize that Catholicity means different spiritualities, different liturgical forms, different devotions. So those are the kind of things we've been trying to advocate.
That's part of its richness.
That's part of its richness.